And let's get my last question. Do you feel that the economy will go down even tomorrow when the troops and their families are gone?
Definitely. The economy will go down to zilch. And the reason for that is, in Panama, I say that about 90% of the money that the soldiers spend it right there in the Republic of Panama. Buying gifts, buying clothing, buying electrical equipment, stereos, whatever, just visiting the sites and visiting the nightlife, a lot of the money is just being left right there. A lot of the bars, a lot of the nightclubs, a lot of the restaurants make their living from the military and the dependents. So once the dependents are totally removed from Panama, I would say unless Panama has a treaty or deals with another country, they will suffer quite a lot. Quite a lot.
How about Panama Canal Commission? Will they be leaving?
I don't know if the Panama Canal Commission will leave. The treaty is really not that specific. Now, the treaty states some of the things that are going to take place by December 31st, 1999, at 12 o'clock noon, when everything will actually be turned over to Panama. Now, will the canal be totally turned over to Panama? I don't know, because I don't plan to be there. I wish I could be there to see it happen. Once it is turned over, if it is turned over, I don't know if some of the U.S. personnel are still going to stay on board to assist those that take over. Now, do they have the knowledge, the technology, the manpower to handle such a big obligation? That is still to be seen. What's going to happen to the canal if they cannot handle it? I don't know. Will there be another treaty where the U.S. will have to supply personnel to assist them until they can actually handle it by themselves? That's still to be seen. That is one question that I don't think anybody is able to answer right now until it happens. And we don't have too far longer to wait. Like I said, that's going to be on December 31st, 1999, at 12 o'clock noon. It's going to take place. What's going to take place? We don't know.
Do you think that the U.S. and
the
NOS losing their
canal? Yes and no. I mean, we have controlled the canal. We maintained it. We actually built it. Granted, it was in somebody else's country. We paid dearly for it. Too many lives were lost. Panama is the one that actually has a lot to gain by keeping it now. What are we going to gain or what are we going to lose from it? Well, we will lose some high-paying jobs for some U.S. personnel. Panamanian people will also lose a lot of money on it. What are we going to gain from it? I don't know. One question that I like to ask, are we going to have to pay to transit our ships through there? Or are we going to get freebies because of the amount of time that we protected the canal? Are we still going to be held responsible for the protection of the canal? Are we going to be held responsible for anything that happens to the canal after the treaty is over with? Now, by the year 2000, right after midnight, the first day in January, if anything happens to the canal, who will be held responsible, the Panamanian or the U.S.? Will they say that we left it to them in shambles and we have to repair it? Or will they say, yes, everything is done and we accept the canal as it is and we will be held responsible? It's going to be a very tricky question, and I don't know if anybody's got the answers to that yet.
Is it true that the Soviet canal right now is one of the oldest?
Well, that is what is said, and that is said by the people, I guess all over Panama. I don't know him personally, but as far as I understand, the president that is in power right now, who is known as Toro Valladares, who means the bull, was one of Guerrero's right-hand men. Man is worth a few $1 million. So I don't know exactly why he wants to be president of Panama. Maybe just make multiply his fortune like everybody else. But if he was pro-Noriega, he must be anti-U.S. That's the only way I look at it. And if he's anti-U.S., that means he doesn't want the Americans to be there. So just follow the ladder, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 10, and see what we get. He ran for president. He defeated all the opponents. Whether he defeated the opponents in the elections, whether he did it right or wrong, legally or illegally, that's not for me to say, because I actually did not see the election. I had nothing to do with it. But then again, a man that all of a sudden came out of nowhere and ran for president and was elected. And everybody knows that he was one of Noriega's friends, and everything is being turned over, and now they want everything to be turned over quicker, if before the year 2000 is possible. So I guess that's going to be, I guess, the gift of December 1999, when everything is turned over to Panama. And it's going to be up to the Panamanian people to decide what actually do they want, and when they were right in getting rid of the U.S., or were they wrong in getting rid of the U.S.? Did we deserve to be taken out of Panama? Should there be another treaty signed and have the U.S. go back to Panama? I wouldn't mind going back to Panama. I always thought I was retiring out of Panama until I saw what was going on, the way the people were being treated. And that's when I got my family out of there. But if not, if it were a state of the canal zone, as it was in 1978 and before, I would have retired in Panama.
Would you say then that you see Panama progress and then go back down to poverty or decrease what it was heading to?
Yes, Panama is going downhill. Panama could be one of the richest, if not the richest country in Central America, and maybe in South America. With the land in Panama is so fertile. I mean, you can plant a rock and make it grow. The people, especially in the interior, they're so friendly. There's so many things to see. Panama could be such a beautiful tourist attraction if the law was honest. I'm not saying that the law is honest every other place in the country, in the world, but the outlaws in Panama are everywhere. I say there's more outlaws, more criminals out in the streets than honest people. Everywhere you turn, you have kids anywhere from 5 to 20 year olds looking and running gangs, trying to see who they can rob. The police can only do so much. The police themselves are involved in a lot of the criminal acts. There are people being stopped in the middle of the highway, posing as police officers. It's ridiculous. People coming out of the airports, the police already know who's carrying X amount of money. The thieves know who's carrying large amounts of money on them, and they get robbed once they get out of the airport. So the corruption is so high that it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. So Panama is actually going down. When the canal zone was in existence, and we had the canal zone police and the magistrate courts, there was a lot more respect for the law. The Americans had more protection. Not only the Americans, but the tourists had more protection. Too many people are involved in laws there, in governing positions. They can barely read or write, and they are trying to tell the others, by the others I mean the Americans and the intellects and everybody else, how to live. They're the ones that are right. Everybody else is wrong. So yes, I say Panama is going downhill. The only thing that is going uphill there is the department stores, and that's because they're trying to increase tourism, but too many people actually complain when they get off the ships, when they go out there as tourists, and the first thing that happens to them is that somebody puts a knife on their back and asks them for the money. So It's really a sad place. It's a beautiful place to visit, but not a place where too many people that are not from Panama would like to live in.
Would you say that the rich get richer from the poor?
Big time.
And the middle class would be the U.S. solution, I guess?
Well, yes, the rich keep getting richer. The poor keeps going to the slums. And because Panama doesn't have a middle class, I guess I would have to say that the middle class is the American soldier that is there. And I kind of feel sorry for them because my son is still there. But there is no middle class because the rich people are the ones that control all the businesses. I mean, you look at a person there that has a business in the freezer and one kind of business. He's driving a nice fancy Mercedes-Benz or a Volvo or has two or three different new vehicles and a beautiful house and houses in the country. And they don't care how anybody else lives. He has protection, he has security guards, he has alarms. But yeah, look at the person that has to work in the cement plant and eat fried bananas every day or a single plate of rice and beans because he cannot afford it. And you have all the kids that go to school. For example, at 5 o'clock in the morning, you used to see the little kids walking down the street to go to a school. Well, it's still dark. And I'm talking about kids that are 6, 7 years old by themselves walking down the middle of the street. The traffic, the transit authority there has no respect for the laws themselves. I mean, I would say about 75% of the people down there don't even have a driver's license. Now, when they do get a driver's license, they have a vehicle. The vehicle is not fit for an animal to carry, but yet they pass inspection because they pay somebody off. The police department might see a national vehicle, and the person they look at to see if he has a military decal, the person will get stopped, and they'll give him a ticket, I think anywhere from $30 to maybe $100. But yeah, if it's one of their own, they'll say, yeah, go ahead, don't worry about it. And that is, it's a racket that they have for years, but nobody wants to do anything about that. So the country, the middle people, the middle class, is the poor American citizen that lives there, that is still trying to leave a dollar in Panama.